It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Beckler. Shauna's off today. She, as she mentioned on Friday, she misunderstood which days we had off this weekend, so she booked her trip to Whistler to see her sister from Saturday to Monday, not realizing that it's the Friday that we have off on the Easter long weekend. I don't know if you work today, if you were off today, Easter Monday. I think only a select few government employees and, like, bankers get Easter Monday off. Everybody else is working. We are working today. Shauna will be back tomorrow. It's absolutely beautiful in Calgary today. It was hit or miss this weekend. We had a little more snow. We did the Easter thing with the kids yesterday, did the egg hunt and the Easter baskets and all that. Got out into the woods for a little walk, which was really nice. Just really, really re-centers the soul, doesn't it? It was funny because we were in the woods and the boys and I snuck off the path to take a piss. And McKenna was just like through the trees and we could see her on the path. And just as we were finishing up, Bo said to me, he's like, "Dad, look." And he said it quietly, and there were some little birds in the trees above us. And I was like, "Oh, cool." And I just held up my hand, and one of the birds landed on it instantly. It was like straight St. Francis of Assisi. Like, McKenna couldn't believe it. Her jaw was on the floor. And then I couldn't get the birds to land on me again for the rest of the time we were out there. So it might have just been a one-off fluke, but I sure looked like a bird whisperer for a moment there. It looked like magic. I just put my hand up and a bird landed on it. Didn't have any seed or anything in my hand. It's just one with nature, you know, just what being a woodsman's all about. Tom Bombadil type character. On the show today, we're going to talk about, I'm going to play a clip for you. You're going to recognize the vocalist, although it's not who you think it is. My wife McKenna has her version of the news. I was a guest on a podcast recently, and I had a lot of fun chatting with a local dude who started a new podcast, chatting with people from all walks of life. And we talked about radio and sports and parenting and, you know, how we approach controversial content on this show. So I'm going to play a clip from that podcast for you in the middle of this show. And I'll also drop a link to the full version if you want to hear me and this guy sit down and chat for an hour. You can find that in the show notes on your podcast app. A dad badge in etymology, getting punished as a kid at school and the progression of how that happened. Talk about a children's book that I came across at the store recently and an absolute madman that I saw out on the roads after your out of context clip. A is for ow.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Earlier on the weekend, and keep in mind, at the beginning of this past weekend, there was still snow on the ground, right? We were getting snow overnight. I saw a Ferrari out on the road. I looked it up, and this is like a $250,000, $300,000 car. And I was very surprised to see that on the roads at this time of year. I mean, I've seen the winter Lamborghini, but I haven't seen it in a few years. But there used to be a winter Ghini that would drive around here, which is pretty funny. But a Ferrari in the spring in Calgary, that is bold. That's very bold. Do you know how unworried about money you have to be to, well, I mean, first of all, have a Ferrari, and two, drive it in spring in Calgary? I'm taking a rock chip per drive right now. Like, every time I go on the road, I just anticipate a rock chip. My windshield looks like the surface of the moon at the moment. I budget for a new windshield every spring just because of all the gravel we lay down. And the type of vehicle that I have, like, the windshield doesn't have much of a slope. So any rock that hits you, like, it's going to split. Whereas if you get a bit more of a slant, you can get those glancing blows. So maybe that's what this Ferrari driver is thinking. But what does the windshield on a Ferrari cost? What is a new windshield on a Ferrari? I actually looked this up for you for that particular model, the one that I saw. It's $4,300. That's how much a new windshield for this vehicle costs. That's insane. And this guy is driving it right now when there's rock chips galore. I bet that guy doesn't have his phone in a case either. He's raw dogging his phone. He's raw dogging his Ferrari. He's just raw dogging life, this dude.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were at the mall the other day as a family, and we popped into Chapters. And while the kids were browsing through some books, I was looking around. I found this children's book called The Tragically Hip ABCs. And I didn't know this book existed, but it features Canadian animals doing Canadian things and then a different hip song or lyric for each letter of the alphabet. So, like, A is for Ahead by a Century. B is for Bob Cajun. C is for courage, that sort of thing. And as a fan of the hip, I dig it. But I don't know how many kids like of that age, of like the target age of this book, would be into it, because they probably don't have any knowledge of most of the hip's music. Maybe heard their parents playing it, but probably not a deep knowledge of the music of the Tragically Hip. It'd be cool for the parents, because you're like, oh, I like all this. And maybe the kids like the Canadian Animals and stuff. But I was thinking it works for the hip, and it works because, you know, it's so quintessentially Canadian. And there's that whole angle to it. There would be some artists for whom you could not do an ABCs book, though. Like, I don't think you're going to see the ABCs of DMX in Indigo Kids anytime soon. A is for ow, 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 ow. B is for bitches, as in what these bitches want. C is for cowards, who I gots to bring it to. D is for DMX, who's gonna give it to you.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
So my boys, they're in grade 3 and grade 1. Third grade and first grade, for any Americans listening. And they were telling me about times that kids in their class have been like kicked out into the hall for misbehaving or for not listening to the teacher. Oh, do you remember that? Did you ever get booted out into the hall? I remember that. Some teachers were like real trigger happy with kicking you out into the hall. There was a progression of getting into trouble when you were in elementary school. And I remember how this went. So first, you would get your desk moved closer to the teacher, or the teacher would move you to a vacant desk near hers. That was step one. Step two was getting tossed out into the hall. And that sucked. And then you really knew you were in trouble. Step three was a visit to the principal's office. And this is as far as I ever got. I think I had like 3 or 4 trips to the principal's office in my elementary school career. And then from there was like suspension and then expulsion. And I never got suspended and never got expelled. I don't know, what do you got to do to get expelled these days? Do you have to, what do you actually have to do? Like, what is an expulsion worthy offense in 2024? That's a good question. But the worst part about getting tossed out into the hall, I remember this, is you were on display for everyone. It was basically a public shaming. It's like, I get it from the teacher's perspective, because the kids being so disruptive, they're a problem. You're going to kick them out for a bit, let them go cool off in the hallway. But the worst, but then there'd be another class in the school going to gym or going out somewhere, going to the library, and they'd walk past you, and everybody that walked by would do that. Ooh. And you're like, yeah. Yeah, I know, especially if it was the older kids too, then you really felt like a fool. I asked my boys, I was like, have either of you ever been kicked out into the hall? And my oldest son, Bo, was like, I don't know. I was like, okay, well, that doesn't sound very honest, because you'd know if you had, because it's not a good feeling. And it's a worse feeling when the older kids walk by and go, ooh.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I had an etymology request for Shauna, but Shauna's off today. So before she left, we recorded this.
Etymology with Shauna.
So friend of the show, Corey, asked if we've done the etymology for blue collar and white collar. And I don't think we have, because I think it's fairly commonly known.
Yeah.
It typically refers to the color of the shirt worn by someone in a labor job versus an office job, right?
Totally.
Maybe not everyone knows that, though.
No.
We've done some other workplace idioms recently. Like, we were talking about when someone gets sacked. That has to do with, like, literally being handed your sack of tools to walking. We did ballpark figure the other day.
We did.
Which was the announcer's estimate of how many people were in a ballpark.
Yep, before we had the scanning of tickets, which we do now.
But I found a couple other like cliches that you would hear around the workplace. And I was hoping you could look into these for me, Shauna.
Okay.
Learning the ropes. So if you're new at a job, if you have to figure out how things work there, if you're teaching someone, you say they could be said to be learning the ropes.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
So that one, I mean, you can kind of think, but it's nautical again.
Mm-hmm.
So before the days of ships that were powered by steam or fossil fuel or whatever, most ships were sails, right? So new recruits simply had to learn how to tie the knots and manipulate the ropes. Learn the ropes.
Literally, that was going to be my guess.
That was it. Yeah. So
what about, and this isn't necessarily workplace specific, but cut to the chase, meaning like, you know, like simplify it, just get to your point. Let's cut to the chase.
So that one comes from silent films. And okay. It was cutting to the chase scene, because stereotypically, or TV trope wise, there was always a chase scene at the climax. So to cut to the chase was to get to the meat and potatoes of the silent films back then. They just started using that term to say, like, get to the point, essentially get to the climax, which is always a chase scene. So that's it.
It's really funny that it was always a chase scene in silent films. You're like, come on, when's the chase happening?
Right? That's it. I mean, because really when you think about it as a silent film, you can't use dialogue to really, it has to be very physical. So it would always be a chase scene.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Friend of the show, Allie, tagged me in a TikTok video highlighting another dad badge. Shauna and I talk about dad badges. These are the achievements that you unlock when you're a dad. And many of them apply to just parents in general, not specifically dads. But this video was dad getting ready in the morning at 5 o'clock for work while everybody else is sleeping. Just making way too much noise. I don't think I actually deserve this dad badge because, I mean, I get up well before everyone else in my house just to get here on time. And I'm a church mouse. I'm as quiet as can be. This is how quiet I thought this morning when I went to close our bedroom door. It squeaked a little and I was like, I should get some WD-40 on that because that was too loud. Like, I try to be as quiet as I possibly can in the morning. My dad was quiet too. The only thing is my dad's feet, the bones in his feet cracked so bad when he'd walk down the hallway. Like he would have been a terrible assassin because it sounded like he was walking on bubble wrap all the time, but he was quiet getting ready for work. It was my mom who wasn't. My mom, whatever pan she needed to use was always the pan that was at the very back of the pan cupboard. So she would be like, if you're trying to sleep. You found that pan yet, Mom? You got it? Got that pan?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I guess it's Mom and Dad's house. They can make as much noise as they friggin' want, can't they? When it's your house, you can make the noise. You can be quiet. I had a roommate for like 2 days one time. I lived with a buddy. I lived in his basement. He owned the house. And he brought on another roommate in the room across the hall from mine. And she only stayed for like 2 days. She moved all of her stuff in. And then like the second night I had some buddies over and we were playing NHL on Xbox. And I didn't think we were being overly loud or anything, but I guess it was. And she moved out like the next day. And my buddy wasn't too happy because he lost that rent money. But I was like, damn. Because we used to have parties at this house too. Like the owner would throw and stuff. And I was like, man, if she didn't like three guys playing NHL... smoking a hookah, I don't think she's gonna like some of the parties that go down here. But that, man, that's like having roommates like that. Oh, that sucks, doesn't it? Like, you know, she moved into this situation and it wasn't what she thought it was, and she moved right back out. Like, how much work is that? That's so much work. So nice if you don't have to deal with roommates. I always said when I was like younger and single that I would rather live in a crappier place than live in a nice place and have roommates. That was just me. I mean, these days, you might not have the choice between those two based on the cost of rent. But that's one of the great things about a Shane Holmes paired home is these duplexes are built with next level soundproofing. Because people worry when they buy a duplex, how much noise is going to seep through from the neighbor's side into my unit. And with Shane Holmes, the answer is none, which is really nice. So it's basically just having a house then, right? You don't have the noise from your neighbors. Get your own space. It's quiet. It's great. Learn more about them and these paired homes at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes, the better way to build. Now, for this next segment, this actually isn't from the show today. I was recently a guest on a new podcast based in Calgary called The Deets with Duddy. And the host, Duddy, is a fan of this show and this podcast. And he started this his podcast up and reached out to me a couple months ago and said, would you like to be one of the first guests on this podcast? And I said, of course, that sounds great. So back on February 9th, he and I sat down and we chatted for just over an hour about all kinds of things. You know, he's been a fan of the station for a long time. So he wanted to know about X and what this job is like and, you know, how we approach our content, Shauna and I, how we deal with like controversial topics on the air. And we also talked about parenting. He's a dad. We talked about sports. He's a big sports fan. So if you're interested in more of a long form conversation type podcast, because I mean, Shauna and I don't often get to do that where you sit down and talk for just like an hour straight. And I was able to speak quite candidly about what life is like on this side of the speakers. I'm going to put the link to that podcast in the description of this one. And I don't know if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or something else. So what I'll do is I'll include, because they shot this on video, this conversation that me and Daddy had. I'll put the YouTube link down below, and then you can look for it on a different podcast app if you don't like to listen to your podcasts on YouTube. But I'll include the video in case you care. It's called The Deets with Duddy, and this is an excerpt from our conversation back on February 9th. The episode just dropped today.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Are you worried about, I don't know if it's PC, but like when you do something like the Don Cherry impersonation and then people are like, I hate Don Cherry, or that or any other thing like that? Are you worried about kind of what you say and then the reaction?
Absolutely.
From the internet? 'Cause you
know, yeah, it's like, I'm pretty sure that's how my career is going to end. It's gonna, and we don't really play it that safe, Sean and I, either. Like, we don't set out to offend, but, you know, we have opinions. And what I really worry about is that something I said on our podcast 5 years ago is, like, public perception will change, and 5 years from now, it won't be okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're going to get in shit for things that that we don't even know about yet.
Do you try to censor that while you're talking? Like, do you even think about that? Or
yeah, it's always in the back of my mind. Absolutely. And even like I think different than other FM morning shows, will delve into the tougher topics. Like this week I talked about the new policy in the province about trans youth, and like
I think most
shows won't touch that. Right. So we do, but you're also playing with fire when you do. And I really have to think about what I'm going to say, and I really have to think about how it might be perceived, what the potential reaction could be, and how I would respond to that. So I'm constantly playing like a chess game in your mind. Like, is it worth it to talk about this? Is it?
Yeah, it's good to kind of talk about both sides of every issue, just at least skirt around it.
Yep.
But like even now, talking about plastic and paper straws is a political thing for some reason.
Yeah. Then you can imagine getting through the pandemic with a show on the air every day.
Yeah.
And nothing's really happening in the world other than that.
Yeah.
So you got to talk about it. And yeah, so we had a front row seat to how crazy that all got.
Did you have any like pretty bad reactions at that time from people?
Oh yeah. In both ways, which is usually what tells me that we're doing okay.
Yeah.
If like the craziest people on either side of an issue are both coming at us, then I'm like, all right, we found a nice little groove in the middle. But it's funny, 'cause I don't, like, I've got some positions that like, that I'll share on the air that you might call conservative and some that you might call liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever worry about the conservative crazies costing me my job.
Right.
And we have those, like we have people that message us all the time and they're just like livid with the position that we've taken. And you know, how could we support the government on this? And they're and just crazy stuff. And I never worry about those people.
Yeah.
Because they're not the ones that message my boss and try to get me fired.
To your employer,
That's right. Or tweet at our advertisers to get us taken off the air. It's usually coming from the left when that happens, I find.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Man, the news was a bit dark this morning. I realized that. We just read the news, and when I was looking for stories to talk about, these were probably the biggest stories in the country today, but none of them were overly uplifting. We talked about the carbon tax and the gas tax. We talked about the visa program ending for Ukrainian refugees. We talked about wildfires. None of those real positive. So hopefully my wife, McKenna, can bring a little levity to the morning with her version of the X92.9 morning news. McKenna's
X92.9 news.
I will read her news word for word. Hi, it's me. I'm back. I need you to get straight into it because I need some answers. Where is all the peanut butter? I've gone to Costco twice in the past 2 weeks and cannot for the life of me find any peanut butter. If anyone has any insight on why this may be, please text the X line 403-238-9929. Thank you. She said, I don't know the number. Maybe insert the number here. So I just covered for her there. A couple of Fridays ago, the Princess of Wales revealed she was diagnosed with cancer in a candid video. There's been a lot of speculation as to where she has been for the past couple of months, and some are claiming that if you take a close look at the video, it is all AI generated. I guess you can see a glitch in her ring that is very telling. Do we believe this? What is really going on? Again, chuck a text on the text line. And the top spring 2024 fashion trends are here. As many have been expecting, fashion forecasts showcase an abundance of florals, color blocking, and a playful spin on country club dressing. Neutral and icy colors were seen far more than any other color at the Vogue runway. So if you want to stay on top of the trends, dress like that. And Rebel Wilson tried Ozempic due to her bottomless appetite for sweets. Me too, Rebel. Me too. She claimed she didn't use it to initially lose the weight, 80 pounds, but used it to help keep it off afterwards. That's it. And she wrote, that's it, on her news. So there you go. I guess you're informed now.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I'm going to play a clip of a song for you. And I want to tell me if you recognize the lead singer's voice. Are you ready? Sounding familiar yet?
Big Star is moving. It's Robert Paul and you know it again.
So if you know your alternative music, if you know your pop punk, that's going to sound exactly like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, right? Like,
do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That's the same guy, is it not? Except it isn't. The first clip you heard was Billy Joe Armstrong's youngest son, Jacob Armstrong, and his band Ultra Q, and he sounds exactly like his dad, doesn't he?
So hold me in your arms, you're alone again. Tell me if you feel something real.
That's wild how uncannily similar they sound. A friend of mine played this song for me on the weekend, and I was like, man, they couldn't sound any more alike. And the interesting thing is I was reading an interview with Jacob Armstrong, and he said that he's never tried to sound like his dad, that's just kind of what comes out. And I don't know if I buy that entirely, because there is an earlier version of that song I played for you that came out 4 years ago. It's kind of like a lower fi cut of it, and he sounds a bit different.
I'm running over.
Bit of that Green Day sort of Billy Joe Armstrong sound, but not as much. He seems to have more of his own vocal style there, as opposed to where he ended up with the most recent cut of that song. Even the way that he enunciates his words is so Billy Joe Armstrong. Like, I wonder what dinner at their house sounds like.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Sometimes smart speakers don't understand my dirty Sasky accent. I don't. Sometimes I hear it too. Like, I'll be like, oh, that's how I sound. Hey, like if I hear a clip that we've played on the air, it's like I do have a bit of a Saskatchewan accent at times. But I was like trying to, my wife had this smart speaker just cranked up in the kitchen the other day, and I was trying to get it to turn it down a little, and it wasn't understanding me. I was like, hey, Google, shut her down. Google, take her down a notch there, Google. Wrap her up. Gear down now, Google. Gear down, big rig. Hey, Google, how about we call it quits, huh? And just nothing. I'm sorry. I didn't quite get that. What's the problem? You got wax in your ears? I said gear down. Friggin' Shutter D, bud.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Hey, what did you learn today?
If you're a regular listener to the show, you might know that the song Cotton Eye Joe has become somewhat of a recurring joke between Shauna and I. We often use it, you know Cotton Eye Joe, obviously. We often use it if we're talking about something serious and we don't know how to end the conversation. If there's like, if we're just kind of like open-ended, we're like, we'll just Cotton Eye Joe our way out of that. I didn't know this, though. A friend of the show, Dimitri, sent me this video. It's from a very popular Instagrammer named Jared Germain. He talks about music, but that song is a cover. It's an old, old song. The original dates back to 1929, a band called The Skillet Lickers, which is a top-tier band name, and it sounded like this. So you can definitely hear the bones of the song there. And then it was covered again in 1966 by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
I'd have been married 40 years ago if I hadn't been knock-kneed Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
And then in the mid-90s, Rednecks took it and made the version that we all know.
Cotton Eye Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where
I mean, the audio quality is garbage, but I'm partial myself to the 1929 Skillet Liquors version. I could picture myself playing that at my next Hoot Nanny.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.